You're listening to SBS News.
Labor launched its NDIS policy in April this year ahead of the May election. Bill Shorten made the announcement.
Labor wants to put people with disability back in the driving seat, and we want to have a broader national disability strategy and a national autism strategy so that people with disability in this country at least have a fair start.
Now, as the Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten is keen to show he means business. The NDIS was meant to be reviewed next year, but Mr. Shorten has announced that's being brought forward to this year. Part of the reason seems to be impatience to restore the scheme to what the Minister says is its original form and purpose.
The National Disability Insurance Scheme is arguably Australia's best addition to the social framework of Australian society in the 21st century. However, 9 years of coalition neglect has left the scheme not in the position which I think Australians would like to see it in.
But it's also because the government says it's identified some funding issues in its budget preparations.
We will see, even between the March budget of this year and the budget which Treasurer Chalmers will bring down next week, an increase in the NDIS projected costs over the next 4 years of $8.8 billion across the next 4 years from the budget numbers that the coalition government provided the nation in March.
Mr. Shorten says he does not want people to think the review will be about cost cutting. He says it's about a different way of thinking about disability support.
Australians' taxpayers are generous and they do support providing a decent scheme for people with disability. People with disability have the right to an ordinary life. But in the last 9 years, too much of the debate about the future of the NDIS on one hand has been marked by perhaps waste and inefficiency by the previous government and its administration of the scheme, but on the other hand, not understanding that the best way to get value for the scheme, value for taxpayers and value for people with disability is to focus on the outcome and the benefits, to understand the scheme as an investment, not just a particular line item of costs.
The announcement has already been warmly welcomed by disability groups and unions representing workers in the disability sector. Australian Services Union New South Wales Secretary Angus McFarland hopes the pay and conditions for disability support workers will be thoroughly examined. He says right now it's a mess.
One in three jobs are casual, but also of the jobs that are permanent, 80% of those are short-hour permanent contracts. So what that actually means is most people end up working multiple jobs or casual here, part-time here, or in the go into the gig economy and use apps to find jobs in the NDIS.
Mr. McFarland says there's a paradox, with demand for support creating thousands of new jobs every year, but poor pay and career prospects driving similar numbers out.
It's because there aren't any entitlements for workers that you would expect in other similar industries. There isn't support for training and development, and that is having an impact, obviously, on then participants being able to have that continuity of care and support.
The review is already raising questions about future eligibility requirements. Bill Shorten says many of those now coming into the NDIS are not people with complex needs. He says the scheme is in danger of becoming, as he put it, the only lifeboat in the ocean for those with disabilities.
What we need is to have more supports for people with disability outside the scheme. We need to make sure our school system is more responsive to kids with learning needs. We need to make sure that our community mental health, that there's supports for people who wouldn't be eligible for the scheme but still need more support than they receive in their communities.
And there are questions about the future of businesses who are not registered with the scheme. Acting NDIS Quality and Safeguards Commissioner Tracy Mackey estimates around 4,000 providers are not registered but still provide services to those with NDIS plans. Bill Shorten has previously raised concerns about the accountability some of these operators are subject to, though he told the ABC Insiders program earlier this year it does depend on what they do.
If you're cutting someone's grass, you don't need to go through the same sort of check as if you're providing care services. But there's no doubt in my mind that if we're to have a payments approach which gives individuals control, taxpayers want to make sure they have a line of sight that what's promised is delivered. But of course, I've got to remove at the same time some of the red tape so that participants have control.
The co-chairs of the review are Professor Bruce Bonahady and Lisa Paul. Professor Bonahady says the committee wants the NDIS to have a sense of stability and predictability for participants, which they don't feel is there now.
We're going to look at the participant experience, the journey that participants and their families have, so that this scheme sits, works side by side with them, and the relationship, there is a relationship rather than a series of transactions.
The review is also expected to consider the type of access people with disability currently have when applying and in getting the help they need. Disability Advocacy New South Wales has just released a report showing 73% of participants in rural and remote areas have poor access to support, compared to 13% in metropolitan areas. And 61% of cases found meeting evidence requirements just for their applications a challenge, because of the limited accessibility of specialists. Co-chair Lisa Paul says the review is already aware of these kinds of participants, as well as those in financial hardship and First Nations applicants. She says they're going to listen closely to what everyone has to say.
We will listen to what people are saying, but we will not reinvent the wheel. As Bruce said, there are so many reviews and so much has been said. We will pay close attention to that so that we respect what people have been asking for years.
The review committee is due to report back to the government in October next year. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.